Sefer Shoftim, Perikot Aleph. And this is the final Perik of Sefer Shoftim, the Siyam Perik. This Perik continues discussing how Yisrael dealt with Binyamin, and with this we will finish Sefer Shoftim. And Pasuk Aleph, Va'ish Yisrael Nishba v'mitzvah lemor. The Klal Yisrael, they swore in mitzvah saying, Ish mimenu lo yitein biso l'binyamin l'isha. We will not give any one of our daughters to the tribe of Binyamin to marry for a wife. After the civil war with Binyamin, Yisrael sat humbly in Shiva over the loss of life and the almost full eradication of an entire shade of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael knew very well and understood Klal Yisrael is not complete without all of the 12 Shatim. Yisrael brought korbanos to Hashem. Yisrael made a shvua, as we just said, that no one should marry into Binyamin. In Pasuk Hei through Pasuk Yadalit, Yisrael, now dealing with the aftermath of the tremendous loss of life, devised a plan for the remaining men of Binyamin to get married to perpetuate the tribe of Binyamin, not to be cut off forever. Klal Yisrael recap who did not come for the initial call to battle. Yavish Gilad is narrowed down. 12,000 men from Yisrael now went to Yavish Gilad and destroyed all the married men and women, thus leaving the single woman available to marry the single men of Binyamin, to allow Binyamin to perpetuate itself. The Das Sofer and the Malbim add, even though Yisrael regretted the initial war against Binyamin, they still needed to punish the people who were Porish Min HaTzibor, who separated themselves from Yisrael, because they knew their strength came from unity, from Achdus. They continue, the Das Sofer Malbim add, Yavish Gilad was also located on the non-Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden, which gave the rest of Yisrael more concern they might separate from Klal Yisrael. In Pasuk Kesvav, Za'am Michal and Binyamin ki Asa Hashem peretz b'shiftei Yisrael. And the nation had Rachmanis and consoled Binyamin after what had happened. There was not enough women from the wives of Yavish Gilad Yisrael to marry into Binyamin. Yisrael wanted the survival of Binyamin. On the other hand, Yisrael had made a swear not to let their members marry into Binyamin. And Pasuk Yates through Pasuk Chaf Dalet, a yearly holiday, the Mephorshim learned this was Tubov, was made where Binyamin would go take unmarried women dancing in the fields of Shiloh as a wife, and Binyamin was permitted to marry them. The women were told to have compassion on Binyamin, given what had happened to their tribe. Binyamin repopulated. Klal Yisrael went home, each to their respective tribe. And at the end of the Perek, the final pasuk in Sefer Shoftim, it says, "Vayomim ahem ein melech b'Yisrael." In those days, there was no king of Klal Yisrael. Ish hayashar be'einav yaseh. Every man did what was straight in their eyes. I'd like to point out the Navi journey. In a wonderful English Sefer on Navi explains, Sefer Shoftim ends with the events of Giba because they were part of the building, a necessary part of the building, of the Malchus, the kingship of Klal Yisrael. The Navi ends Sefer Shoftim with the words, Ein Melech B'Yisrael. There was no king in Yisrael. And Sefer Shmuel begins with the words, Vayihi Ish Echad. There was one man. The beginning was Shmuel Hanavi, who established the Malchus, the kingship, and a king in Klal Yisrael, first through Shaul and then through David. Shevet Binyamin seemingly was on the verge of eradication. However, Hashem was behind the scenes preparing Shaul HaMelech, who came from Binyamin, to be the next king. Shaul HaMelech was one of the survivors of Binyamin from battle. Again, it's fitting to raise your levels of simcha and happiness as we finish another Sefer of Nach. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.